Mind your language. Mind your language. Words are powerful. You just watched a clip and you could discuss that over tea coffee later on in the service. In verse 11 of our first reading from Proverbs, we had a powerful statement. It says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. Our words, when spoken in righteousness, have the potential to bring life, nourishment, and refreshment to those around us. As followers of Christ, we are called to let our speech reflect the life-giving truth of the gospel. Words are powerful. Mind your language. You know, when I was much younger and other children would say nasty things, we sometimes marched on and would say this phrase, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yeah.
That's what we used to say and just move on like, yeah. Well, that is not true. Words do hurt. The Bible says words can hurt. Words have got the ability to destroy. Words could also change lives and the course of people's destinies. The video shared earlier isn't the only experiment out there to confirm that words have the power to hurt and the power to give life, even to non-human species. For example, in a study carried out in America in the 90s by two researchers, Betty Hart and Todd Risley, it was shown that the differences in language and interaction experiences in the first 4 years of a child's life long-lasting effects on their performance later in life. One of the main impacting factors considered was the ratio of encouraging words to discouraging feedback. The researchers inferred that by the age of four, the average child from a dysfunctional, struggling family will hear 125,000 more words of discouragement than encouragement. 125,000 words of discouragement than encouragement. And even though exposure to other sources of love and encouragement, as well as the grace of God later in life, can help change the course of lives of those children who have been exposing to such magnitude of discouraging word, it's just a shame that such people will have to struggle through life before being able to surmount those extra hurdles that the lack of kind words, lack of encouraging words, will have done to their psyche, to will have done to them mentally, you know, spiritually, and sometimes even physically. What science and other disciplines are now confirming about the tremendous power that our words have on us, on others, and on communities, and so on, are things that many of us have always known intuitively. And the Bible speaks a lot about the power of words. Words are powerful, so mind your language. I'm not sure, but I understand that in Hebrew, the word that translates word, that is that which is spoken, also means thing. That is thing, as in something. Thing. So the word davar, D-A-V-A-R, in Hebrew, I understand, translates as the spoken word, that which is spoken as well as thing. And what this shows is that in the Jewish understanding, words are the creative energy of the world. For example, we hear in Genesis when God said, "Let there be, let there be light," and there was light. "Let there be birds, let there be animals, let there be that." And all those things came to being through the spoken word of God. So God, through his word, brought everything we see into being. And I believe this informs the Jewish consciousness that there is no chasm between that which is spoken and material entity. And you know what? In that book of Genesis, God said he created humans in his image. And God, our creator, used words to bring things forth into being. What that tells me is that as humans, we've got the power, as people created in God's image, to bring things into being through our words. Children, how many of you have been to a party where you had some entertainers or magicians around? Anybody? Or maybe even adults. What is one of their favorite words when they want to do something, like conjure something? What do they normally say? Yeah, you're allowed to say it. I know we're in church, but I think that's fine. Yeah, what do they normally say? Yeah? Abracadabra. Well done. You've been paying attention. It is not widely known that that gibberish incantation of stage magicians at children's party has got Hebrew origins. Many scholars believe that abracadabra is a corruption of the Hebrew word ephracadabri, meaning "I will create as I speak." I will create as I speak. That is, the act of speech will create new realities. So if this is indeed that derivation, then it will agree with the notion that words have the power to create. When it comes to our words, they are never cheap. So mind your language. Words are powerful. The words we use and how we use them matter immensely, because they shape the way we perceive the world and participate in it. And when I say mind your language, I'm not just talking about what you say to others, I'm talking about what you say to yourself as well. To yourself or others that something is impossible to achieve is so different from saying, "Oh, this may be difficult, but at least I will give it a try." Can you see the subtle difference? Saying something that's impossible is different from saying, "Oh, this may be hard, but I'll give it a go." Some people, including trainers, therapists, and other clever people, have said when we use words differently, the idea we've had and what we think about can change completely. So saying, "Oh, something is hard, but I'll give it a go," is so different from saying that is impossible. It's all down to the power of words. So mind your language. Words are powerful. Use kind, encouraging, positive words in speaking to others and in speaking to yourself. Similarly, use kind, encouraging words in speaking about others and about yourself. I suppose that many of you here this morning are students of history and are therefore familiar with the state of affairs in the world in the early 40s. During World War II in the 1940s, this nation faced of imminent invasion that had already befell many other European countries of that time. But one man on this island who deeply understood the power of words stood up and spoke. Who can remind me who that man was? Anyone? I know most of you weren't around then, but Richard, apart from you, anyone? Go on then, Richard. Who was it? Winston Churchill. We should, give you some chocolate, Richard. Despite the threat of the German invasion, Churchill said, "We should defend our island, whatever the cost may be, we shall never surrender. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour." He said other things to say they would not surrender. With those powerful and encouraging words, Churchill rallied a battered nation to stand up and not to surrender to the horrible Nazi regime. Mind your language. Words are powerful. Mind your language. Words are powerful. With encouraging words, you can change a person's day, a person's life, a nation's destiny, and even the course of history. Our words have the power to bring great blessings. Can I have the first slide, please? That reading from Proverbs 11, verse 21. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of sense. Of one person who has embraced the knowledge of righteousness, speaking rightly, encouragingly, can lead to the nourishment of many. But the lips of one person who is spun on by the lack of sense leads to death, can lead to destruction. The words of the righteous are precious, they nourish, they bring life, they bring sustenance to others. In contrast, the foolishness of the wicked sort of nudges them on to say rubbish, to say the wrong things, and that can ultimately lead to destruction. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is helpful for building others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So in our second reading, Paul spoke extensively about the importance of words. He says, don't let, foul talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So this is a call to transform the way we speak, to be intentional about the words that flow from our mouths. We shouldn't let horrible things, foul talk, come out of our mouths. That which is harmful, counterproductive, should have no place coming out of our mouths. And this includes things like gossip, slander, profanity, and words that seek to tear down other people. As followers of Christ, we call to be holy, to be set apart, to let our speech reflect the transformative power of God's grace in our lives. In this season of Advent, therefore, let us commit to giving up profane words. You know, Advent is a season where people give up things. All right? And I just don't want it to be chocolate alone that you will give up this season. Let us commit to giving up on awesome talks, you know, profane words, unhelpful speech. If rightly used, you know, our words have the incredible power, they have incredible power to edify, to construct, to build up, to strengthen people around us. So instead of tearing down with criticism or negativity, let us use our speech as a tool for building bridges, fostering understanding, and promoting unity within the body of Christ and in our world at large. Let's look at the example of Jesus, whose words were a constant source of encouragement and empowerment. He spoke with grace and truth, lifting the burdens of the weary and inspiring hope in others. Paul said in that sense that the ultimate purpose of our words should be to benefit those who listen. Our speech should be a source of genuine benefit to others. Whether with true words of affirmation, acts of kindness, or expressions of love, we have the opportunity to be instruments of God's grace in the lives of others. As I conclude, I'd like to leave you with another wise statement from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Are you going to love your tongue and therefore harness the power of life that is God? Mind your language. Words are powerful. It's my prayer that as we navigate our daily interactions, our words will be a reflection of the love and grace we have received from our Heavenly Father. I pray that our lips will be instruments of God's righteousness, bringing glory and blessing to our lives and to the lives of others. In Jesus' name. Amen.